Our livestock markets take a step back, a deep breath, and continue, however, with some good strength. I'm Keith Wenberg with your farm news updates. John Heimberg is with Total Farm Marketing based out of West Bend, Wisconsin.
Yeah, the cattle market continues to show really good strength, and it's kind of being led by that retail market. We were up strongly in retail carcasses. Choice at 414 yesterday. Did give back a couple bucks here at midday today, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But I think this market's anticipating cash trade to trend higher. Obviously, the supply numbers are still very, very tight in this marketplace overall. And then throw in there, we got August expiration this week, too, so that's just going to keep a little extra money flow into this market. So, but yeah, we rail this thing out very nicely, anticipating a stronger cash trade. Do we get that 250 or upper 240s? You know, if that's the case, that August contract's going to want to match it.
And the hog markets have been gaining a little bit of attention here as of recently as well.
Yeah, I like the hog charts right now, too. Technically, we kind of broke out of some consolidation yesterday, got some follow through today. That cash market is pretty key, as it obviously, you know, we got an October contract well under that cash and a chart that looks strong. So I like the upside here as long as the cash market can stay firm and those retail values kind of hold above that $100, $110 level.
And on the grain side of things, weather is the name of the game.
Well, we got a battle going on here between dry weather in terms of the eastern Corn Belt. You're looking at some of the driest weather that we've seen to start off August here in over 100 years. So that's something that's got the market thinking this yield gets a little tighter. We're buying into that market a little bit with that. But on the flip side, demand continues to be a concern. So lower crop, lower demand, it's a balancing scale right now, but, you know, getting a little bit of bid in that soybean market. Watching the products very closely, though, too, in that bean market. Jumping over into corn, first notice day is, I think, a factor here. We got September first notice day this week.
With your farm news updates, I'm Keith Wenberg.